This is the Island Messenger, a look at personal messages, the weather, and community announcements.
Good afternoon and welcome to your Island Messenger for Monday. It is the 15th day of August, the year 2022. The sun rose today at 6:34. It will set again at 9:52. That will give us 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes and 40 seconds compared to yesterday. Our record high for this date was set in 1990 and 1994 and was 75 degrees. Our record low was set in 1932, 1975, and the year 2020, 41 degrees. Currently 56 degrees out at the airport with a light rain, fog, mist, north winds to 6, 5 miles of visibility. 40% chance of showers for the rest of the day, cloudy skies, high near 58, northeast winds to 10. Rain is expected to begin about 4 a.m. tonight and continue through tomorrow, low around 54 tonight, northeast winds to 15, high near 58 tomorrow with north winds to 20. We have a high tide coming up here on the east side. That will happen at 5:25 this evening and be 8.6 feet. Followed by a low tide at 11:23 p.m. of 0.6 feet. Our early morning high tide for tomorrow will be at 5:30 a.m. and be 8.1 feet. And our low tide for tomorrow morning will be at 11:36 and be 1/10. Over on the west side, you have a high tide coming up at 5:50 p.m. of 14.4 feet in Larsen Bay, followed by a low tide just after noon at 12:03 p.m. Just after midnight at 12:03 a.m. of 8/10 of a foot. Your early morning high tide will be at 5:57 a.m. and be 13.1 feet. And your low tide for tomorrow afternoon will be at 12:12 p.m. and be 2/10. Let's hear what the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has to say.
Hello, this is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Kodiak with Kodiak Commercial Salmon Fishery Advisory Announcement number 26. Date issued 10 a.m. on August 13th. There will be a six-hour commercial salmon fishing period in the Outer Aikulik section of the Southwest Kodiak District from noon Sunday, August 14th until 6 p.m. Sunday, August 14th. There will be a 69-hour extension to the current commercial salmon fishing period from 9 p.m. Sunday, August 14th until 6 p.m. Wednesday, August 17th in the following areas. In the Northwest Kodiak District, except for the Anton Larsen Bay, Sheratine Bay, Kajuyak Bay, and Spiridon Bay sections will remain closed. The Southwest Afognak section of the Afognak District, and the Outer Karluk section of the Southwest Kodiak District. There will be a 78-hour commercial salmon fishing period from noon Sunday, August 14th until 6 p.m. Wednesday, August 17th in the following areas. In the Humpy Dead Man section of the Alatak District and the Eastside Kodiak District, except for the Inner Ugak Bay and Outer Ugak Bay sections, remain closed. There will be a 54-hour commercial salmon fishing period in the Mainland District from noon Sunday, August 14th until 6 p.m. Tuesday, August 16th. Closed waters are expanded until 6 p.m. Wednesday, August 17th at Molina Creek to consist of all those waters within 1/2 nautical mile of a beach of the beach near the stream terminus of Molina Creek, stream number 251-105, between 58 degrees 10 north latitude and 58 degrees 11 north latitude. As previously announced, the following areas will close to commercial salmon fishing at 9 p.m. Saturday, August 13th. The Iziwit Bay section, north of a line from Haystack Rock to Pillar Cape. And the following areas will close to commercial salmon fishing at 9 p.m. Sunday, August 14th. The Sturgeon and Halibut Bay sections of the Southwest Kodiak District and the Duck Bay, northwest of Afognak, Paranosa Bay, northeast of Afognak, southeast of Afognak, and Raspberry Strait sections of the Afognak District. Cost recovery fisheries are still ongoing at Katoi Bay Special Harvest Area, and fishing opportunities in the Duck Bay, Iziwit Bay, and Inner and Outer Katoi Bay sections will depend on the ability of the Regional Aquaculture Association to meet cost recovery needs, and all cost recovery information may be obtained by calling 486-6559. fishermen are reminded that until further notice, in that portion of the northwest and southwest Kodiak districts, south of a latitude of Cape Kuliak, king salmon 28 inches or greater in length may not be retained by purse hanger in the commercial fishery and must be returned to the water unharmed. Other closed waters are shown in the Kodiak area salmon statistical chart and detailed commercial salmon fishing regulations, and statistical charts, harvest strategies, and commercial salmon fishing regulations are available at the Kodiak Fish and Game office. And of course, the most recent salmon fishery information may be obtained by calling the department's 24-hour recorder phone at 486-4559. Thank you very much. Good luck fishing. This is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Times are tough, but you can still make a difference in the lives of Alaskans. It's easy. All you have to do is go into your PFD account online and increase your donation to Kodiak's nonprofits through Pick, Click, Give. You aren't just giving more money, you're giving more opportunity. You are changing lives right here at home with the click of a button. August 31st is the deadline to do more with your PFD through Pick, Click, Give.
There will be a Board of Education regular meeting tonight, and that's happening at 6:30 p.m. in the District Services Conference Room, which is F140 of the old high school wing. The meeting will also be streamed through BlueJeans, and login information is posted on the Kodiak Island Borough School District's website under the Board of Education tab. For more information, contact the Secretary of the Board of Education at 907-486-7566. Here is a list of borough meetings coming up in my hand. Tonight at 6:30 p.m., the Consolidation Committee is having their regular meeting in the Borough Conference Room. On Wednesday, the Planning and Zoning Commission will be having their regular meeting, followed by a work session and a special meeting in the Assembly Chambers. That's happening at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday. And the August 18th Assembly regular meeting has been canceled. Kodiak Beartown Market is excited to be back. They are at the Kodiak Island Brewery right now through 3 o'clock. It's their first in-person event in years. Come find a fun assortment of locally made arts and goods, and you can visit with friends and support small local business at the same time. Look for them on Facebook at Kodiak Beartown Art and Crafts Market, or just stop by the brewery before 3 o'clock today. And the Kodiak Public Broadcasters Board of Directors will be holding their next regular monthly meeting tomorrow. That's happening at 6:30 p.m. via Zoom. If you would like to sit in on this meeting, call us at the station at 486-3181 or send an email requesting access to gm@kmxt.org. And paving operations are expected to continue today at Ole Johnson Road from the intersection of Simeonoff Street to Rezanoff Drive. So be on the lookout for that and try not to run into anything.
Listen for the Island Messenger here on Public Radio KMXT 2 times a day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. and during the midday report at 12:20. If you have a community announcement or personal message, including lost and found items or pets, you can call KMXT at 486-3181, fax us at 486-2733, or email psa@kmxt.org.